USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
States and districts have got to follow the science and get American education back on track.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday saying we need to get schools back open as the Senate debates more funding for them. Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney adding,
the funding that we're describing is something which the teachers union is very happy to receive, but which will not result in actual improvement in the scores and the performance of our young people.
The director of the CDC, Dr. Rachel Walensky, adding that it's safe for schools to reopen, even though teachers have not all been vaccinated. The Dow adding 36 points to close at 37.24. The S&P edged out 4 points to close at 30.30. And the NASDAQ lost 2 to finish at 13.611. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Johns Hopkins University releasing data that shows just over 101,000 Americans are dead from COVID-19 infections since the start of the year. The number accounts for more than a fifth of all virus-related deaths in the country. House Republicans are looking to remove Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, from her committee assignments amid a similar fight from Democrats to oust Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her assignments. The amendment sponsored by Representatives Brian Babin of Texas, Jeff Duncan of South Carolina, Jody Heiss of Georgia, and Andy Biggs of Arizona claims that Omar has made anti-Semitic comments that are grounds for dismissal. Omar drawing criticism when in 2019 she sent out a tweet that said, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," in response to a tweet about Kevin McCarthy's promise to take action against her over criticism of Israel. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are discussing the upcoming impeachment trial of former President Trump.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months, and for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president, and that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden said he was open to narrowing, in his words, who is eligible to receive stimulus checks by beginning to phase out stimulus checks for individuals who make more than $50,000 or married couples who make more than $100,000. But the Biden administration is reportedly opposed to lowering payments below $1,400. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.